Blog Talk Radio.
Is the moving of Holy Spirit God that we freely allow Him to come into our lives and have His way. We are so grateful for how He moves and lives within us and leads and guides us. Amen. Goes right there. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living Creator God. Now, right now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And words can never fully express the gratitude, the great joy, and privilege that we have to be called the disciples of His beautiful Son. And our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, as well as unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings again to all you beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made, ever been played. If you're new to this broadcast, I'm asking you right now to just hold what you got. Strap in, relax, because you're about to have something so similar to the church. You're going to jump up and get happy. Start snapping them fingers, bobbing your head, and just getting your gospel groove on. Fire the gospel experience. Will light ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you, and I'm talking to you too, can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. Because let me tell you something, God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. No, he's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be in version for your spiritual nutrition as well as your sanctified edification from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 29, where our Lord Jesus spoke shocking words to the listening crowd when he said that we would be better to pluck out our eye and then, listen, cut off a limb, oh my goodness, rather than to fall into habitual sin. I'm telling y'all, this was so dramatic that many didn't understand the spiritual content of what he said, just like so many still today. But was our Lord Jesus intentionally trying to drive people away from him? Or was this just a filtering component that our Lord Jesus used to see who were truly committed to finding the wisdom, truth, and power of his word? We're going to be discussing for your sanctified consideration. Pluck it out, because that's what our Lord Jesus said. He said, that thing that's causing you problems, that eye, you got a wandering eye all over the place, pluck that thing out. What does he really mean by that? And we believe, as always, and trust Holy Spirit God to give us some illumination that we can transparently and properly obtain the truth of the Holy Word of God from our Lord Jesus. My special guest is here. Amazing woman of God. Can I say that again? Amazing. Certified life purpose coach, domestic violence help coach. That's a new one. Haven't heard that one before, but I'm so glad she's out there ministering. And a contributing author of the anthology book that we will be discussing from her portion, Making Peace with Your Pieces. Woman of God, minister, Valerie Yvette is here to break the bread of truth, wisdom, and understanding with you and I. And then later on in the broadcast, I will be shining my artist spotlight on another, listen, ordained minister. This ain't no coincidence, y'all. God is moving. Health minister, better life leader. That's another new title that these sisters have reached attainment for, as well as entrepreneur and gospel artist, woman of God, Robin Birch is going to bless her with her ministry. She's going to share with us amazing testimony. And we are just going to sit back, relax, and just enjoy the overflow. I'm trying to tell y'all, God is doing a new thing, y'all. So listen, you still have time. You can go ahead and call your family member. You can call a coworker, a neighbor. Somebody's in your spirit right now that you know can use some good sanctified encouragement, as well as some of the best independent gospel music on the planet. Because these are hardworking folks that don't always get that airplay on the traditional radio, because, hey, if you ain't connected, like connected, right? And if you ain't spending that money like they won't, yeah, there's a fee. You're not going to get the play. That's why God has raised up people like myself to come in and be a kingdom collaborator for these amazing people of God and provide them with a platform where they can go ahead and do what they do for Jesus. Amen. Goes right there. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
I love it, Jesus.
You, there is not a greater friend than the man, God man, that is our Savior Jesus. He promised before he left over 2023 some years ago. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, but I will send someone to comfort you, another paraclete, comforter, just like I am. So that way, although I'm sitting on the right hand of the Father who sent me to come and offer myself as a sacrificial lamb to pay the price for the sins of mankind with my own blood, because the Bible declares that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So he said, I'll never leave you. So he's praying for us, interceding on our behalf in heaven. Holy Spirit God is down here with us now, inside of us believers who have accepted Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. And I believe, just like woman of God, Terry Joyner, who started this fire gospel office with the spirit of showing up praise. I don't care what happens. From this point on, I'm going to live according to my faith. I'm just going to talk about it. I'm going to be about it. My special guest is here, woman of God, certified life purpose coach, domestic violence health coach, and contributing author of the anthology book, Making Peace with Pieces, as well as, let me tell you something, she ain't through, owner, founder at Level Up Within Holistic Den and Yoni Boutique. This woman of God is here to share with us some amazing testimony, as well as wisdom, power, and spiritual intellect that's going to bless everybody listening. And I'm so happy to have her here, woman of God, Valerie Yvette, minister, is here to bless us on fire, the gospel of Amen. Welcome, woman of God, Valerie Yvette, to this fire gospel experience. Come on and bring some of your own fire to the place. How you doing?
I am doing well, Minister Ron. I am just humbly grateful to be alive, first and foremost, and I'm honored that you have selected me to be one of your guests on the Fire and the Gospel Experience. I really am impressed with the name Fire, because we know what fire does.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Come on now. You're going to make me happy already. We just got started. And it don't take much, because what God has done for me, I keep a residential joy ready to flow up out of me. We were talking before the broadcast, before we went live, and I told you I sense a spirit of committed and determined faith over you. And I want you to share from that perspective and observation I just shared with you, who you are from whatever humble beginnings you would like to let the listening audience know who you are. It could be when you was a little girl. It could be when you was a teenager. It could be when you first walked down the aisle, accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. We just want to get to know you, because what we're about to share now is going to be a masterpiece, and I want my listeners to appreciate your humble beginnings so that they can appreciate where you are now in God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, man of God. I am Valerie Yvette Simon, an imperfect converted sinner, saved by a God who converts brokenness and perfects the imperfection. I am a ordained minister, an inspirational speaker, a certified life purpose coach, certified domestic violence advocate, a mental health advocate, a community leader, a certified yoni practitioner with a passion for prison ministry. I am also a North Carolina notary of public, and I enjoy hosting special events. I do own several businesses, Level Up Within, Holistic Den, and Yoni Boutique, and I am the new owner of Let's Talk About It Publishing Company. With our very first project, I am the visionary of an upcoming anthology soon to be released entitled Making Peace with Your Pieces.
I love it. I love it. Tell us, what was the circumstances surrounding your life when you gladly understood the importance of accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Wow. Well, I consider myself an atmosphere shifter, a life purpose pusher, and a voice for the voiceless. And that consideration came from many life adversities growing up in the projects of Brooklyn, New York. I'm originally from Fort Greene, Brooklyn. And my mother was on welfare. And we lived in a project here as a little girl. I remember having to climb over the heroin junkies as they were shooting needles. As that young little girl, I went into foster care due to my mother's mental illness and my experience of domestic violence with my mother being my first abuser. That experience has led me to Christ because there were experiences that I endured as a young girl and as a young teenager that I had no one else to turn to but God.
Yes. I can appreciate that woman of God because that sounds very similar to my story indeed. Going up through those adolescent years, those tough years when we are trying to come to grips with who we are. Having been children and now adolescents, and then we are pursuing and viewing adulthood, and we're trying to find out who we are. And you know what? The devil from our early age is pursuing everyone that may likely become a believer, because they're looking at our situation, and the devil knows that just because you didn't grow up maybe with a church family, with pastors and preachers in your family, he also knows that those hard times can sometimes drive us to Christ. So he doesn't have omniscience. He doesn't have all knowledge, just like God does. So he just has a legion of demons that are observing everything that we do. So that's why we need to pray for our country, because here's the thing. I'm going to shift conversation real quick, and then I'm going to give it back to you. Overturning Roe v. Wade, where now certain abortions are legalized and allowed, that is one of the most demonic processes that have taken place in our country, because the killing of our babies is the same thing that the devil inspired, though the killing of the babies back in the days of Moses looking for the prophet, as well as the killing of a whole nation of babies looking for our Messiah, Jesus. So, woman of God, what are we to do living in the time of society now? With all of your accomplishments, there is so much violence amongst us. Abortion, robbery, murders, assault. By you being an advocate for domestic violence help coach, what would you say is something that needs to be exposed when it comes to abuse? I'm going to say particularly of women, be it emotional, mental, physical, or sexual. Why is this subject not fully being addressed in a more impactful way in our communities, because a lot of women are suffering in silence?
Wow. What a very profound question and very sensitive question. As a matter of fact, right before the show, I was in prayer for a particular victim of domestic violence who's facing life in prison. And my answer to your question is broken up into various parts. One main part is the leaders that make the decision in our law, policy, and legislation. Legislation needs to be reformed. And we as a people, and when I say we as a people, I stand here representing the body of Christ, and I feel that we should be at the forefront advocating for reformed laws and legislation that will be victim friendly for victims and their families. Not denying that men are also victims of domestic violence, but the question was allocated to women. Many women die in the world with protection orders in their pockets, on their dresser, in their vehicle, in the shelters that they reside in, because the laws are not there to protect them in totality. There is ineffective adjudication from the time the 911 call is made. The adjudication process is broken. Victims have been attacked in the court room, courthouse, court parking lot. Whether it be verbally or via text, the process, the judicial process, is broken from the 911 initial call. Many children have witnessed things without receiving the proper therapy, the proper support. They are snatched out of the home of the arms of their mother and placed into the homes and arms of strangers because it becomes a money ticket. So there's a whole slew of answers I have to that question. But that's one of my main ones, the broken system.
Now, in my ongoing 8 years of having the privilege to be an internet radio host, I have spoken to many, many women about abuse. And you spoke from a political social side of addressing this issue. How can the church, and is the church addressing this issue enough to bring about a healing? Because I'm almost tempted to think that a lot of women that are suffering in silence are not just women outside of the walls of the church, but there are women that come to our worship services, to our church platforms and places of worship and praise, and still keep this darkness inside of them because they feel if people really knew what happened to them, that they would lose credibility, that they would lose a sense of value in the eyesight of other people. When are we going to really start impacting a healing that our Lord Jesus intended the church body to?
Ooh, Brother Ron, you want it. First and foremost, the church is not doing enough. And part of that is the church is divided. The church sometimes does not understand without a community, there is no church.
Wow.
The community makes up the content of the church, and the church is not four walls. We are the church.
Come on, sister.
And the concept of we being the church is outside of a building.
Yes.
The many needs are not going to be found in your typical church congregation hall on a Sunday morning. The needs are in the community where some woman is being raped, some woman is being beaten, some child is being forced to witness this and then become a product of the prison system because they never received the proper support and resources and therapy to help them work through their anger or what they grew up in a dysfunctional environment. So there are many elements where the body of Christ needs to improve on. And one thing that I am still witnessing is there is a lot of spiritual abuse, and that does not get discussed enough.
At all.
Come on. Right. Domestic violence wears many, many tags. Spiritual abuse is one of the under-discussed tags of domestic violence. And that is a form of witchcraft because it's control.
Yeah.
If the pastor or the leaders can't control you, then they try to manipulate you into a conviction that you are not operating godly.
Yes, Lord, have mercy. Or else you'll be overlooked and then set aside. Come on now. I've been doing this for a long time.
And then set aside, which then minimizes what gifts and talents God has given you. I do believe, Brother Juan, that there are many who are called to be spokespersons, to be allies, to be representatives in the domestic violence community.
Yeah.
But because of the traumas that they have endured, the stigmas attached to being a victim, oftentimes we go to the church for healing and for comfort and consoling to find ourselves re-victimized.
That's crazy. That don't even make no sense. But you know what? We need to understand fully that this is spiritual warfare and that the devil has implemented processes and strategies systematically in the church circles. I'm going to say in the church circles, as well as in society, as well as in politics. Now, here's one thing that I know that has turned out to be a wonderful blessing. When the Christian church was being persecuted for being followers of Christ, that persecution led them to disperse and go to many different places. The Lord Jesus said to take this gospel to Jerusalem, Judea, to the uttermost parts, to Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, it may have very well taken that persecution for them to follow through with that command that the Lord Jesus gave us before he ascended up into heaven at that particular time. Not to say that they would not have followed that, but God allows a certain amount of negativity so that we will fulfill his will. And what I'm saying to you now is that I've noticed that since this 2020 COVID virus invaded the world, I have seen so many different people, women, that have come forward through the medium of internet and different visual platforms because God laid it upon their hearts to come out. Now, everything that you said, I believe that a lot of these ministries, if you will, are in existence now as a result of people saying, well, you know what, I couldn't do this at my church or I couldn't do this under this particular leader, but I have a laptop, I have internet, and I've been led by God to do this. So guess what? Because of the negativity and the intrusion of COVID virus into our world, Lady Valerie Yvette, God is still moving in the direction that he ordained, because I believe these women, I'm saying women in particular right now, but people, but these women probably would have just continued to sit on the sideline in places of frustration, whereas God says, okay, I need to give them some motivation. Out of this storm, there will be a wonderful and beautiful, bright day in the lives of individuals in their ministry. What do you think?
I totally agree. There's somewhere in that word of God between Genesis and Revelation, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's in the book of Isaiah, where it speaks about, behold, I am doing a new thing.
New thing.
And oftentimes, those scriptures get manipulated to fit the content of what that leader is trying to release or position. But do we really realize what that means when God says he's doing a new thing? Do we embrace what that means? Do we accept what that means? And in the book of Jeremiah, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." I don't think that scripture says anything about an individualized plan, individual plan for you. It says, "Behold, the plans God has for you."
That's right.
I think oftentimes congregation remove God out of the scriptures and replace themselves. And I just oftentimes sit back and I wonder, what's going to happen on that day of redemption when many realize their ways and their methods and their practices was all wrong?
Yes,
and we hear, or they hear, the whole say we, and that the words are said, "Depart from me, I knew ye not, ye workers of iniquity." Then the plea is going to come, "Well, we cast out devils in Jesus' name." Well, we didn't do nothing. It was the name of Jesus that cast out the devil. See, we all want to take credit for stuff.
No.
Forgetting the power is in his name, Jesus. The power is in the blood, the sacrificial lamb.
Yes, yes. That is so true.
And I am a firm believer that COVID-19 presented new things, new opportunities, and new ways for the gospel to reach people that it may have never reached had this never happened.
And the beautiful thing about it is that every believer have their own personal way of presenting the gospel. So the more people that we have out there, I believe the greater the harvest will be produced, because there'll be people out there that only certain people just will innately have it in their personality to be able to touch certain individuals. That has to do with our past. That has to do with our present. That has to do with our ongoing development as a Christian. Now, we talked about all of the different abuses that are going on, and I'm leaning on your domestic violent health coach hat right now, because before we went live on the air, we talked about abuse, and what people need to understand is there are a group of people out there that are diagnosed as being narcissistic people. These are not people that I once thought were just egotistical people, vain people, sadity people, snooty people. This is diagnosed in medical journals as a disorder that has its origins in extreme ongoing abuse at an early age, be it mental, emotional, physical, or sexual, which throws off the normal development of an individual that has narcissistic behavior. And I've read somewhere, woman of God, that over 75% of the men and women that are incarcerated have been diagnosed as having some form of narcissism. And what we need to be aware of is that these are not normal functioning people. They walk like us, they talk like us, they act like us until they don't get their way. Then you see Jekyll and Hyde. Share some of your experience about this narcissistic behavior in our society, because there are wolves in sheep's clothing.
Wow.
First, I ain't playing today, sister.
People, the listeners, audience, the DSM-5 definition of narcissism, and the DSM is the mental health definition. When you say diagnosis, that's what they utilize when they are diagnosing patients. And that DSM definition of narcissism is a preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. A belief that he or she is special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other special or high-status people or institutions. Narcissist people are very manipulative, very cunning, very deceiving. It has been known and documented, statistics have proven, narcissists even fool the family court. Many narcissist men have fooled the family court judges and have taken custody of children from their mother because of their fantasy of ideal love, because of their personality disorder. Most narcissists are either a sociopath or a psychopath. They tend to have those traits in addition to being narcissists. They don't see any wrong in themselves.
Right. Ain't that a trick?
they use and practice a lot of gaslighting and love bombing.
I've experienced it.
I was telling Brother Ron prior to start the show, and this is an opinion, it's not factual, but there may be listening people that would agree, being in a narcissistic relationship can be more painful than being in a physical abusive relationship. I have experienced all levels of domestic violence, and my most intense experience was in a relationship with a narcissist. They are extreme liars. They are very charming.
Very.
So it's challenging to break away from a narcissist individual because of their charm.
And don't forget they're very seductive, and that's where the soul ties come in.
Yeah. Ooh, now that's a whole nother show. Soul ties.
I know, dear. I know, dear. Hold your thought right there, woman of God. I needed to pause right there because just like you said, all my listening audience, they said the same thing too, because there was so much popularity about that particular catchphrase, soul ties. It was all over the place.
Yes.
But how many remedies for that have we found? And when we come back after the music break, we're going to talk about your anthology contribution to making peace with your pieces, because first question I'm going to ask you is, what are some of the pieces that we first need to make peace with? Keep it real right here on this Fire and Gospel Experience. Yes. You're tuned in to Fire and Gospel Experience. And here's man of God, Quentin Simon, featuring woman of God, Jacqueline Bonner, because we live by faith. So guess what? We don't even have to worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. fire.
I wrote this song to encourage all of my sisters and brothers across the world.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Don't you worry about a thing.
For I know.
For I know, yeah.
He's gonna bring you out.
He's gonna bring you out. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Don't you worry about a thing.
For I know.
For I know.
Don't you worry.
He's gonna bring you out.
He's gonna bring you out.
Yes, he will. Oh,
yes,
yes.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Amen, amen. That's what it's really all about. We are here to honor the Most High God and be a blessing to you and to all of your family, friends, loved ones. We are trying to collectively make a difference in our world. And this woman of God here, I'm talking about certified, y'all, life purpose coach, domestic violence help coach, and contributing author of the anthology book, Making Peace with Your Pieces, woman of God minister, Valerie Yvette Simon is here, and we're here to talk about her portion of this anthology that she's written. And my first question is, we already talked about it, what is the first piece, woman of God, Valerie? What is the first piece that we need to make peace with? I love it.
Well, I first want to let you know, Brother Ron, in addition to me being the contributing author, I am actually the visionary of the book. God spoke to me back in 2020 during COVID-19. Mm. I mean, you had an earlier conversation about things that took place during that time when we were forced into isolation.
And
he began to deal with me because I was frustrated with having an autobiography within myself for years that I had yet written and or published. And God began to tell me that I was going to be starting a publishing company. And I'm looking around and talking back to him like, what are you talking to me? I think you missed this one. And this is me talking to God. This is how we have conversations just like this. And I'm like, God, I'm having challenges. I'm struggling in writing an autobiography. And you telling me I'm going to start a publishing company? Come on now. Father God, you missed.
Right.
I just hate to tell you, but you missed
it.
Well, nevertheless, I wrestled from 2020 until last year. It was the winter, the early part of 2022. I stepped out on faith, and I got my LLC, got all of my business paperwork together, and launched Let's Talk About It Publishing. In 2020, when God was dealing with me on that, he told me the first project would be an anthology, gave me the title, and said that there would be 12 women. He said, you are going to do an anthology and title it Making Peace with Your Pieces, and this is going to give you the confidence, the practice that you need to not only publish books, but write your anthology. But to give people's story a voice. So your question is, what is the first thing we have to make peace with? We have to first make peace within ourselves. Peace often refers to the absence of something, whether it's the absence of conflict, the absence of adversity, the absence of turmoil or struggle. The opposite of peace is conflict, turmoil, chaos.
Biblically,
if you go to the New Testament, peace refers to the presence of something, which is the total opposite of the absence of something.
That's right.
The New Testament teaches us that peace is the presence of the right relationship. The word Jehovah Shalom means connection to God, which is the right relationship. And when we break words down, we want to go back to the origin of the word, either in Hebrew or Greek. And in Hebrew, peace means everything which makes for a man's highest good. Complete peace and wellness. So I had to come to peace within myself that God said that I could do this. And when I say that God is still yet blowing my mind, because
I know it.
Not only did he give 12 chapters, he gave 13.
What?
We are currently on the, we have 13 chapters in this book. We are on the final stages. When I say it is blowing my mind how God has moved with this project, I had to slow down and not rush the process. And I kept hearing God say, delayed does not mean denied.
Amen.
We into some, you know, anything you do for God, there's going to always be some delays or some things that come up to try to get you distracted or discouraged. But you have got to stay the course. And I'm grateful today that I did that and that I did not become discouraged to where I quit. Right toward the end of the year, we were blessed with the ex-wife of the D.C. sniper that occurred back in October of 2002, Queen Sister Mildred Muhammad. I was blessed to meet her in person in Greensboro, North Carolina. She agreed to read the book. Not only did she read it, but she has blessed this project with writing our forward.
Amen. Amen.
This book is not any type of anthology. The beginning of the book will let people know that there will be some trigger alerts. This book is filled with transparency.
I love it.
Open honesty, but intense details of situations and circumstances where 13 women were facing some intense life adversities that oftentimes made them want to give up on life. But they found peace through their relationship in God and were able to
make
peace with their pieces.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, woman of God. We had such a beautiful and thorough intro before we even justly had enough time to start getting into the anthology. I told you earlier, I said, look, don't you ever come on this platform and feel like you're in a rush, because that just, it don't take much for me to want to invite you to come back again. See, you are the anointed people of God that need a platform, that need a microphone, that need opportunities to speak. That's why God called you. That's why God called me. And that's why God has called many of the people listening to this broadcast, and yet they are not active in their calling. See, this is a ministry where I'm calling folks out, you know, because I know what my story is. I know what God has done for me. And we as a Christian have too long sat idly by while the world takes up prominent positions in politics, education, society, you name it, and they are there in places where we should be. Even the scripture said that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. That means there needs to be a contribution on our part. There needs to be a contribution more on our part than just going to church on Saturday, I'm sorry, on Sunday morning and on Wednesday afternoon. We need to make our presence known. Of course, there's going to be a backlash. Look what they did to our Savior, our Lord Jesus. He was tortured, tormented, scandalized, and then brutally hung on a cross. And the Bible says that the servant is not greater than the master. If they persecuted me, Jesus speaking, our Lord, they're going to persecute you too. But blood for blood, skin for skin. The Bible says if you are not willing to sacrifice yourself for this great cause of our Lord Jesus Christ, then you have fully yet to attain what this discipleship of Christ is all about. We don't get it, woman of God, because back in Jesus' day, to be called a follower of Christ was almost an automatic death sentence sooner or later. This is how hated he was in spite of all the great miracles that he did. So, woman of God, I want you to prayerfully, carefully look at your calendar so that we can continue this discussion, because now I'm wondering what are the other pieces that we need to make peace with, because I know there's more and I know there's plenty. And I'm depending on Holy Spirit God to create more spiritual content apart from your book through these type discussions. There's going to be greater revelations that are going to come out of conversations like this. So you continue to do interviews, not just with Fire, the Gospel Experience, one with God, but as a result of this broadcast, I have five kingdom collaborators that syndicate this broadcast, and I'm so grateful for every one of them. Jerry Royce, Power 21 Christian Media, Natalie Peaches over at Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio, Levitt Gillespie over at Praise Him More Media, Pam Jones, The River and the Word Gospel Radio Station, and of course Stephanie McDonald over there at United Praise. You're going to get great invitations. So you just be ready, woman of God. So if you please, before I let you go, woman of God, we just want you to share your contact information, because there'll be people that's going to give you train, plane, boat, and bus tickets to come to their event, to their women's conference, to their convocation, to their ladies' day, ladies' brunch. And they're going to want to hear you share and speak, and they're going to want your book, and they're going to want you to do things that I don't even know anything about, but God does. So how can you be reached for speaking engagement? And where can your book be purchased? And then tell my listeners about your social media contacts, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you got going on. I'm scared of TikTok. TikTok can got so wild and crazy now. But your social media contacts so that my listeners can support you and follow you on social media.
Amen. Amen. Thank you once again, Minister Ron, for having me on the Fire the Gospel Experience. For the listening audience, you can reach me at the publishing company's website, which is https://www.letstalkaboutitpublishing.net. And that's letstalkaboutitpublishing.net. I am available for speaking engagements. I'm also the founder and the owner of a nonprofit entitled Against All Odds, spelled ODDZ, Still I Rise. You can book me through the Let's Talk About It Publishing.net website. You can reach me on Facebook under Valerie Yvette, V-A-L-E-R-I-E. My middle name, Yvette, spelled with a Y, Y-V-E-T-T-E. I'm also on Facebook as Queen Val 66. I'm on Instagram as Queen V66. And you can call me at area code 704-747-8847, which is local to Charlotte. Because I call New Jersey my second home, I also have a second number with the Jersey area code 551-260-8168. And you can also email me at purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, pusher, P-U-S-H-E-R, at outlook.com. I'm so humbly grateful for this opportunity to be able to share of the goodness of God and to be able to let my voice be heard on the airwaves of Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Amen, amen. You can always tell a certified and an educated person, because they're going to break down their information in a way where you can't miss it. They'll even spell it if they have to make sure that you got the information, because they want you to certainly contact them and don't let any mistake whatsoever, mispronunciation, misspelling, get in the way. Woman of God, my prayer for you is that God will continue to shine bright on you, shower down blessings on you and your ministry and the life and the lives of the people that are connected to you, be they family, friends, associates, so much so that if you try to press it down, shake it together, it'll still be running over in your bosom, and then you'll have to go out and honestly find people to to share your blessings with, because it'll be more than you're able to sustain and obtain and retain all by yourself. Thank you. Looking forward to you coming back, woman of God. Be blessed. Be
Amen.
Double blessed in Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Woman of God, Minister Valerie Yvette Simon. She'll be back, y'all. Don't y'all worry about it. Don't you worry about a thing. She'll be back as the Lord has provided. And don't you know the Lord will provide. That's who he is. He is the great provider. He just wants us to learn how to fully and completely trust in him and then live a life of obedience. That's where you know you're really trusting in God, when you have to fight your own self in order to place the will of God over your own desires. And we're going to talk about that later on in the broadcast from Matthew 5th chapter, verses 29, where we're talking about pluck it out. Those things that we love to do may not be the things that God loves for us to do. That's how you know you're a real, sure enough, sanctified believer in God, when you are willing to die daily, like the Bible declares. See, we all have these temptations, and I won't get ahead of myself. We all have these challenges, as long as we're in this flesh, as long as we're on this earth realm. We're going to be challenged with one thing or another, inside and outside, internally and externally. That's why it is so prevalent and significant for us to lean on the Lord and not your own understanding, because he's able and he's capable. And just like woman of God, Jacoy Haddock, you got to have faith. And then I'm going to bring my special guest on, woman of God, Robin Birch, with her music ministry and with her testimony for my Shine Artist Spotlight. You tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience with woman of God, Jacoy Haddock. Have a little faith, faith in God.
Come on and put your hands together.
Just have faith.
Just believe.
Just believe
in you.
woman of God, Jacoya Haddock, she just started doing a little algebra skin. She was just happy as Jesus. I love it. You're tuned in the fire, y'all. The Gospel Experience. This is the portion of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where I invite you talented, gifted, anointed, prosperous people in God to come onto this platform and let the world know who you are. And I'm going to shine this big old spotlight on you so that your ministry can grow if you're ready. Because a lot of times we be praying for prosperity, but fail to pray for preparation. You got to be ready. I'm a big fan, y'all, of the program Unsung. And do you know that it looked like over 90% of the artists and groups ran into some sort of trouble, either egos split the group up, seemed like the majority of them was getting robbed by the record company, or drugs, sex, and alcohol abuse, and just reckless living. And the Bible warns us, it said that they that pursue riches would draw to themselves many hurtful hearts, because when you're known to be successful and wealthy, that automatically puts you in the crosshairs of evil people and the devil, because they want to overthrow you and gain what you have for their own evil intentions and purposes. So if you're not surrounded by a circle of people that will help you stay stable and buoyant and protect you and filter outside devastating influences from you, you are like a sheep without a shepherd. So we encourage each and every listener to find a covering, a church home, a pastor. Get into this Bible, this word. And, of course, pray and meditate about what it says, because people tell, I can't read the Bible, so confused. That's because you're trying to do it under your own mind. The Bible says, I will give you a new heart. I give you a new spirit. The Bible also says that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That means when you submit and bow your mind down, I don't know. Father God, enlighten me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Show me the truth of what it is you will have me to know. It will flow in you like nonstop rivers of water flowing through your mind. Concepts, ideas, theologies, and precepts will become brand new. And you will be so blessed because you understand that this is God responding to your prayer. James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. So I'm encouraging each and every one of you to ask God. Woman of God, Robin Birch, is in the house, y'all. And she's letting y'all know that, plain and simple, she loves the way that God loves her.
Oh, Father God,
yes.
I love the way you love me. You love me like no other. Father, you look beyond my faults and you see my needs. You look into my heart, you see me. And I love the way you love me. I love the way you love me. You forgave all my sins, and you cleansed me from within. You showered your love upon me, and you set my sinful soul free. And I can breathe again. Lord, I can live again. Lord, you gave me a reason to smile again. You never stop calling my name. You never give up on me. You never stop calling my name. You set this little girl free. I love the way you love me. 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 This world seems so cold, and I they don't know where to go. And my so-called friends turn their backs on me, and life knocks me to my knees. Then you bring out the sun, and to you my soul would run. And there's something about the way that you love me. There's just something about the way that you love me. You never stop calling my name. You never give up on me. You never stop calling my name. You set this little girl free. And I love the way you love me. I love the way you love me. My past, you never throw it in my face. You've given me a safe place to dwell, and you saved my soul from a sinner's hell. I love the way you love me. There's something about the way you love me. You love me, you love me. There's something about the way.
My God, there's just something about the way that God sets his love on his people, on his children. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just like a human father loves his children, I promise you, there's so much greater love that our creator, yes, we have a father that created us in a flesh body, but there is a father that created us before the flesh body was even present. He created us in our existence as a living soul before we even had a body. Lord, have mercy. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Robin Birch, wife, mother, grandmother, ordained minister, y'all. Talking about a preacher that sings and a singer that preaches. Health minister, better life leader, as well as entrepreneur. God has blessed us with some multiply ordained women of God today, today, today on this fire gospel experience. Without any further ado, this amazing woman of God that loves the way God loves her, and I can say amen. Minister, woman of God, Robin Birch is here in our Shine Artist today. Today. Room, woman of God, Robin Birch. I feel so much better because you just lifted my spirit with that song. I love the way God loves me.
Oh,
yes,
my
indeed.
Goodness.
Yes, indeed. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm blessed. Highly favored. And then some.
Tell us
a little bit about who you are, woman of God, Robin Birch, so that my listeners can appreciate the amazing woman that God has made you to be today.
I like to tell people first and foremost, I'm Robin, a daughter of the Most. Yeah. I'm his daughter. I'm one of That's the right. apples of his eyes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a wife. I'm a mother. A little bit red. Got this entrepreneur the vibe going on here, a better life leader, and
That's
an
right.
ordained minister.
Wow.
I'm no different. You know, I'm just a daughter of the Most High God, just trying to be obedient to the Father.
I
bring you greetings from New York City by way of Georgia, Carolina.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Got these Carolina ladies all up in this fire gospel experience. And you're not going to say it, but I'm going to say it for you. And humble, because I hear such humility in your spirit and in your voice. You're just happy to be saved. You're just happy to be used by God. And you are just happy to see fruit, and credit being given to your account for your faithfulness. I can sense it all over you, woman of God. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us something about Robin Birch that you have yet to let people know about. That one little secret that you shied away from. And I'm not talking about nothing negative. I'm talking about that thing about you that you would never speak out on your own. But since Brother Ron Jefferson, host of Fire the Gospel Experience, asked you, you'll go ahead on and say this one thing about you, even if it's a story from way back in the day. We want to hear it.
Okay, well, let me tell you. I'm coming back to reclaim my God dream of becoming a gospel recording artist after a 27-year delay.
Wow.
Now,
what?
Wait a minute.
How long?
27-year delay.
What?
Yes.
Wait a minute. You get a standing ovation for that. You get a standing ovation. Lord Jesus. Okay, go ahead. Wow.
You know, I sing, and I've always sang. And
wow.
I've never stopped. But it was that gospel recording artist part. You know, life happened. Mm. Life happened. And
it does.
I had to pause, and I had to take a time to raise my family. I had to take time to deal with some things. You know, as a young girl growing up in the church, singing in the church, I didn't know where I fit as far as the genre. All I knew was I had a love for the Lord, and I always called the style of singing that I did with my love songs to the Lord. And I would always just see myself at the throne room, just worshiping for that audience of one. And so I didn't know where I fit. I didn't fit in quartet. My mom was an amazing quartet singer. I didn't fit. I'm coming, this little girl, back when worship and praise was not to the forefront like it was. It was, you know, it was, you know, not, especially not in the African American church. And I'm singing, belting out these songs, and, you know, people would look at me, they said, that's that little girl, that's that girl singing her love songs for the Lord, you know. So I didn't know where I fit. You know, I because God gave me, he spoke over my life when I was a little girl that he was sending me to the nation. And I believe God for that. And that I would mount many platforms, and that I would birth songs that would change people's lives, that the anointing that I carry was in my in the vocal gifts, in my speech, in my preaching, in my singing, in my teaching, and that it was unique. And I didn't understand, because when I looked around, I didn't see anybody like me. And I just didn't know. And so that 27-year delay, some of it was me taking time to raise my family. Some of it was just fear. I didn't know where I belonged. And a lot of times, you know, that identity of just trying to be who God has called me to be and not take it on what somebody's persona of who I should be,
Jesus.
And what, how I should act, and where, you know. And so I, for many, many years, I just was tied up in fear and not just afraid to let the real me come out, who God created me
to be. You better say that.
To, you know, come out. And so after 27 years of knowing that, see, there's two dreams. There's a good dream and a God dream. A good dream may or may not happen, but a God dream, nothing can shake it out of you. It's going to happen.
Amen.
It's going to happen, but you have to cooperate with that. And so I mounted a lot of platforms. I sang on TV, house singer for TV 49, but that part of me, that gospel recording artist, I just did not know where I fit. And so
yeah.
I was getting on a plane to go minister in Phoenix, Arizona on last year. And the Lord said, now is the time. I recorded, I love the way you love God. Let me go back, because I want people to know about this song, I Love the Way You Love Me. I sang that song. I wrote that song years ago, Pastor Ron. God told me, he said, I have placed a lot in you, and now it's time for a withdrawal. I want you to
go forth
and have a worship experience. But the thing of it is, he said, I want you to go with the blank canvases. You're going to birth these songs right on the threshing floor. Get musicians. They're not going to be any rehearsal. I want them to roar with their fingers. I want them to get singers. You're not going to know, but I'm going to create an atmosphere of worship. So I began to tell people about it, and I had musicians to come together, and they said, Robin, we believe the God in you. We are on board. I got singers. I'm like, I don't know the first song, but I know that God is going to do something.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, for 80 minutes, it was so thick in that worship experience. I love the way you love me. I wrote that right on the threshing floor, right there. I wrote every song.
You're talking about
song.
That. The debut of the West Coast Arizona Awards, Woman of God, Brenda Quater. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. But let me jump in here real quick, Woman of God, because aren't you glad that we serve a God that is the God of the oddball, black sheep, and the misfits? Because I have yet to meet an anointed child of God. It's even in the scriptures. Even Moses was talking about, I can't talk. I'm talking about go talk to Egypt, and they looking for me for murder. And then I believe it was Nehemiah who said that, you know, I'm the least. Oh, I come from a tribe that's the least of the tribes of Judah. And I'm the least in my own father's house. So we serve a God that will take those of us that know we're not capable. It's so true that God don't call the qualified. He qualifies the called.
He qualifies the called, yes.
And let me jump in here with this while you preaching to the choir. I went to Ferris State University back in 1981. I don't mind telling y'all, I'm 62 years full of youth and vitality, 62 years young. So back in 1983, when I had to drop out for reasons beyond my control, I did not start utilizing what I majored in, which was audiovisual technology, which would have taken me into radio and television, until 2014. I said I went to school back in 1983, but the fruit of what I'm doing now did not manifest until 2014. Do the math. That's 41 years later. So everybody listen to this broadcast, you continue to keep the faith and keep believing what you believe in. You're tuned in to some powerful women of God right now, and here's Woman of God, Robin Burt, sharing with you her experiences. I'm sure that within those 27 years of journeying through life, that there was a period, I bet you, where she felt invisible. I know it. I just believe that. I believe it.
Invisible. Ever saw the real me, they only see what fear had made me. No one's ever heard the real me, they've only heard the voice that fear has given me. I felt like a puppet on a string, being controlled. I learned to live in fear. I became invisible. I was afraid to live, afraid to die, afraid to succeed, and afraid to try.
Fear tried to tell me. to tell me how to heal. Do you try to tell me how to walk? Do you try to tell me how to talk? Fear said I never measure up, and that I'll never be enough, and that I'm better off if I just stay invisible. I felt like I could walk through walls. I could scream real loud, and I felt so alone in the midst of a crowd. My heart was bleeding, but no one seemed to notice. I was bleeding out. I felt like a puppet on a string, being controlled. I learned to live in fear. I became invisible. I was afraid to live, afraid. Try to tell me how to leave. Be you try to tell me how to feel. Be you try to tell me how to walk. Be you try to tell me how to talk. Be you said I never measure up, and that I'll never be enough, and that I'm better off if I just stay invisible. Until one day I met the King of Kings. He saw me. He heard me. He set me free. He gave me wings so I could fly. I flew real high. I touched the sky. And I heard him say, fly, Redbird, fly, Redbird, fly. I heard him say, fly, Redbird, fly, Redbird, fly. I heard him say, fly, Redbird, fly, Redbird, fly. Fly, Redbird, fly, Redbird, fly.
Better fly with the Lord Jesus as the air under your wings. That is the sounds of woman of God, minister, health minister, ordained minister, better life leader, entrepreneur, gospel artist, wife, mother, all of the above. Robin Birch singing about being invisible. Woman of God, I just adore your smooth style. You sound like a mix of Roberta Flack and India Ari. You just so smooth with it in your very unique gospel style. Girl, you keep doing what you're doing. You think you're about to be blessed. You have no idea what blessings, opportunities, and success God has in store for you. Those 27 years were just preparation for what God's about to do in your life, and I'm honored to be a part of it. Where can your music be downloaded? What is your contact information so that these concert promoters, these ministers and pastors that are having their convocation and revivals, they're going to hear this broadcast, Lord God. They're going to want you to be a part of it. How can you be reached for booking? And then tell us about all of your social media contacts so that my listeners can continue to follow you on social media.
Okay, I am on all digital platforms. You can find me Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Apple Music. You can Amazon, you can reach me. I'm Robin Birch, the number one at AOL.com. Facebook, Robin Birch. Instagram, red_bird_music. Twitter, at RobinBirch68. YouTube, Robin Birch. And the contact number, 706-399-8599.
That's right. Amen. I love how y'all just come prepared. I love it. I love it. Y'all come with Bible verses Y'all come with email address, telephone numbers, websites. That's what I'm talking about. Because, see, that lets me know that I'm connected to the right people, because y'all are prepared. Y'all are ready. When the Lord gives out the assignment, y'all don't be talking about, okay, Lord, hold up. Let me get this together and I'll get back with you. No, you'll be like, okay, go, Lord, I'm ready. Let's go. So, woman of God, look, I'm looking forward to further and future kingdom collaborations with you so that I continue to support you in your ministry. Just stay in touch with me, and I promise you I'll provide you with airplay. I'll keep you on my prayer list. I may make a small donation here and there. I ain't got a lot, but whatever the Lord blessed me with, I don't mind sharing it. So my prayer for you, woman of God, is that God will continue to use you, bless you, keep you, cover you, and watch you shine as a bright city set on a hill. For the love of Jesus. Appreciate you joining us on this Fire Gospel.
Thank you so much.
You be blessed. You be double blessed. You be double blessed until your spiritual socks jump off your feet. That's what I'm talking about.
Same to you, man.
Thank you,
God. Thank you. All right.
We love you in Jesus. That's woman of God. Minister, I'm talking about Robin Birch was here, and you will be hearing from her again and again and again. Amen. And then some. Now, my special guest who's still hanging around here with us, I appreciate you so much for that, woman of God, Valerie Yvette. Thank you, because I know we get so busy. Most people, once they get through their interview, they out of there. They gone. But thank you for continuing to stay with us throughout the entirety of this show. We were talking about abuse because there are so many people out there that are suffering in silence. And I'm encouraging you to find somebody, whether it is a formalized community agency where you are, if it's a friend, prayer partner, church member, and open the door so that your soul can receive the healing that God and God's people can make a reality for you. Because I've gone through hurt and pain. I've gone through addiction. I've gone through traumas from my childhood. But I'm like that fourth Hebrew boy that was in the fiery furnace. When I stepped up out of my trauma, that furnace of trauma, of feeling rejected, neglected, I don't even smell like smoke. There's not a hair of my life that sins because of what I've been through. That is because of the regenerative work of our God. He can make you brand new. You give your testimony and people be looking you up and down like, I don't see it. That's because it's part of our past now. It doesn't haunt us now. We tell it selectively as part of our great testimony. Because just like man of God, Tomar Jackson is about to say to you all, our God is a healer. Yes, he is.
God can heal anybody from anything. And so therefore, we're going to sing this song for I Believe You're My Healer.
Trust in you. I trust in you.
Thank you. Nothing is impossible. Open up your mouth. Come on,
hallelujah.
Worship him all
hallelujah.
Over this room. Worship
nothing.
Him all over this room.
Nothing is impossible for our God. Sounds of man of God, Tomar Jackson, with Healer. Healer, healer, healer on this Fire Gospel Experience. You are tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where we are giving you some sanctified consideration and nutrition for your spiritual growth, well-being, and maturity from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 29, which simply says, we're going to be talking about pluck it out. Oh, my God. I don't know if I've ever heard a sermon or a lesson taught on this, but it says, and if thy right hand offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. That's from the King James Version. The Living Bible says, so if your eye, even if it's your best eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out and throw it away. Better for part of you to be destroyed than all of you to be cast into hell. And then I decided to go a little further to the Amplified Version of the Bible, which says, if your right eye stumbles and leads you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. That is, remove yourself from the source of temptation, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. We Christians are forever and a day being challenged with the knowledge and, yes, oftentimes struggle with our spirit and our flesh. I'm telling you, I was so greatly relieved when I read our highly revered and much appreciated man of God, the Apostle Paul, when he, with much transparency, shared his very personal challenges. Romans 7:15 says, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I do not. For what I hate, that do I. However, this is not and should not be looked upon as a license to go all out haywire, giving in to fleshly and carnal desires. Romans 6 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How should we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? But, yes, the struggle is real. So much so that we could look at this from a reverse perspective and know that if there were no struggle, then the likelihood would be the overwhelming domination of what we have come to know as the former or old man that we were would not be pulling on us so. So, Romans 6:6 says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, Jesus, Lord Jesus, that our body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Yet and still we pray, meditate, and seek God's faith, and we may still tend to stumble and fall. Ephesians 4:22 says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. So when our Lord Jesus says, if your right eye makes you stumble, and leads you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. That is, remove yourself from the social temptations, is the amplified version of the Bible. So please understand that these are times of our Lord Jesus where the most openly brutal, homicidal, and heinous times in human history, flogging, decapitation, brutal beatings by soldiers and city court and church officials were the norm of the day. When our Lord Jesus spoke in such graphic terms, he was reaching forward straight to the vocabulary of that day. He addresses the seriousness of what, as believers, we must come to grips with, that the physical description and symbolism were necessary to highlight the magnitude of the spiritual equivalent of this whole matter, of this topic of discussion about our eyes and our lens being separated from us. For instance, when our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 5:28, "But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman who lusts after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." So the physical attention given to lust begins with the thought. When the thought has been conceived in lust, we are guilty of lust, adultery, fornication, and even rape, spiritually speaking. And also, when our Lord Jesus said, for instance, John 6:54, "Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Was our Lord Jesus advocating cannibalism and the vampirism of blood drinking? No, certainly, and of course not. But symbolically, we do this at our Holy Communion time of taking the bread and the wine or juice of your presence. This also serves as a discerning filter for those who follow with contaminated and ulterior agenda. But those truth seekers would go further to investigate, yes, even this staggering statement: if your right eye makes you stumble and leads you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. That is, remove yourself from the source of temptation. These words from our Lord Jesus is the extreme template while continuing striving for holiness in our human flesh. Our eyes being the gateway to our thinking, but our brain, where we process what comes next. And this is exactly when and where our Lord tells us to pluck out or separate ourselves from the thoughts that would cause us to stumble. Even in times in church worship service, I have had to close my eyes and my mind to switch the channeling thoughts that deviated me from worship and praise. Seeing women in church dressed in a certain way that arouses me, or simply looking at certain body parts too long, is what I've come to understand of how to pluck out. Tear it out, Jesus says, our Lord, and throw it away. That is, remove yourself from the source of temptation. And when we pluck out, it is an intentional and timely reaction to uphold our holy state. The next step is to tear it out, which means to make it a more permanent condition. Yes, the ongoing struggle that may take years of ongoing commitment, and usually an ongoing commitment that we endeavor with ourselves and God alone. Heaven knows that what lies in the deeper recesses of who we are would be fodder for ridicule and scandal were it known to our fellow faith members. Yet, the true irony of this is that we all have deep and personal struggles that would be humiliating if exposed. And this is why Apostle Paul spoke in Galatians 6:1, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." Because I promise you, we all have our time of being tempted. It's all about what are we going to do in the heat of the struggle. And an ongoing separation from ungodliness, either personal or private, is the holiness factor here that is paramount. Not just the activity itself, but the indwelt knowledge that leads to our willing compliance must be encountered and applied at this crucial point. Help us all, dear Lord. Help us, Lord, to do it. We're struggling. We want to. The spirit is willing, Lord, but our flesh is so weak, and we don't use that as an excuse. And then the word of God continues and says, well, it's better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. We all know that once we're saved, that we are kept by God, where we can never, ever be lost. John 17 and 12 says, while I was with them in the world, Jesus praying to the Father, our Lord Jesus, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Yet this scripture would have us to reexamine our faith, to ensure that we are among the true born again, blood washed, and sanctified saints that our Lord Jesus died for. For I would rather enter into the pearly gates limping and leaning than whole and in hell. 1 Peter 1 and 16 says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Yes, yes, we face challenging and strong temptations at times. And this is why the Holy Bible proudly declares to us that 1 John 4 and 4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you, thank you, Jesus, than he that is in the world. Amen, amen, amen. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, certified life purpose coach, domestic violence help coach, and contributing author for the anthology book, Making Peace with Your Pieces, Minister Valerie Yvette Simon. And then my special guest, my shining artist spotlight, ordained minister, health minister, better life leader, entrepreneur, and gospel artist, woman of God, Robin Grace, for setting the place ablaze with their own personal spiritual fire from the Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To all you listeners, I thank you. I bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus. And I will leave you with one final word. Many people are sad, lonely, and angry simply because they're not living their creative life purpose. My prayer for each and every soul listening to this broadcast is that you will pray, seek God's face, and humbly ask him to share with you what is your creative life purpose, so that you will no longer feel the shame, the loneliness, the sadness, and the anger of feeling like your life has no purpose, because as you live and breathe, you were created by God for a purpose. So my prayer is that you be blessed, double blessed, that God keep you all, cover you, sanctify you for his individual purpose, so that when you stand before the Lord one day, that he will look at you and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Until next time, you be blessed in Jesus, so much so that you'll have to go and run and tell somebody, because that fire of Holy Spirit God is burning you inside, and you just can't help yourself. Be blessed in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.